The decisions they make influence sports in Arizona now and in the future. Every move they make is news. Doug and Wolf bring you Newsmakers Week 2021. Brought to you by Chapman BMW. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. The Arizona Coyotes.
Right now joining us for Newsmakers Week 2021, our third Coyotes guest. As we've talked a lot about all of our teams so far, and right now, Javier Gutierrez, who is the president and the CEO of the Arizona Coyotes, joins us on day four of Newsmakers Week. Javier, good morning. I think congratulations on the point last night, although we wanted a little bit more. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Doug and Wolf. How are you guys? Thank you so much for having me, and I really like this series. I've been listening to that, and again, as you guys know, I've only been here for about going on 8 months now, but I think this is wonderful, so I really, really appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, that's cool of you. Only city in America that does it, and I think it shows you the connection between the franchises and the fans and how much the fans are dying to learn more. I want to open up with just even the title hurts, Javier. Dysfunction in the desert, finger pointing, fear and financial woes roil the Coyotes organization. I don't know how many fans know it, but it was an article that was in The Athletic written by Katie Strang. And here's one phrase in it. This article is based on interviews with over 50 people, including current and former employees, as well as people who have business relationships within the club. And Javier, it does not paint a good picture of our Coyotes. Your reaction to the article?
Yeah, well, obviously, we also issued a pretty clear and strong rebuke of this article, and we made a statement about that. And so I'm not really going to get into the details of every single thing, but I want to talk about a couple of things. And clearly, we disagree with the mischaracterizations, the sensationalization of a lot of matters. But we recognize one thing, and that is that this is a turnaround. This is an organization that when Alex Morella bought it a couple of years ago, now in July of 2019, definitely needed to have an infusion of investment, a new commitment, a new vision, and new people. And sometimes when you do a turnaround, as we have both Alex and myself, a 20-plus year track record of turnarounds, a lot of things need to change. And we're going to come here. We have a track record of success in these types of turnarounds in multiple industries. And we are building a financially stable organization today, tomorrow, and into the future. I want to say a couple other things to the fans just so that they understand. We are in incredibly good standing. We have 1,000% support from Gary Bettman, Bill Daly, and the NHL League office. They've made that public. They've made that known to us consistently here. They like what we are doing. That's not to say, however, that there aren't things that we need to improve on. And we always say that. As good business people, you're constantly seeking improvement. You're constantly seeking iteration. You're constantly seeking how to do best practices. And we haven't made any bones about the fact that we're new to sports. We're new to hockey. We're not new to business. We know what we're doing. We have a vision. And it speaks for itself that you have an owner in Alex Morello who has a 40-year track record of success. He's got a banking license, a media license, radio, television, and a Nevada State gaming license, a highly regulated individual. And so we feel very strongly that we have a vision. We have a strategy and we'll execute it on. And we will continue to remain invested in the team, the investment he's made, and we can talk about the investments in hockey that we've made to lead us to win on the ice, the commitment to the community that, as you guys heard from the first moment we started, was the reason really I came here, was to use sports as an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives and in the community here in Arizona. And we're going to continue to focus on those things, and we're going to continue to focus on improving.
Javier, was there a part of the story that bothered you more than another part?
I think the biggest part that bothered me is the fact that we are changing the narrative of this organization. And when you have individuals that don't necessarily buy in to what you are doing to transform this to a best-in-class organization, that this is the result that you get. And it really, really impacts the team members that we do have. It impacts the organization, and it diminishes the successes that in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of this economic downturn, in the middle of this economic, this health crisis, the progress that we are making just gets overlooked and overshadowed by this. And it disappoints me for my team members and for every member of this organization to have to deal with this when you have individuals that certainly didn't agree with what we were doing.
I appreciate that you spoke directly to the fans, because mm-hmm. before you got here, and you don't have anything to do with the bankruptcy, but I can't explain to you how strongly that kills Coyotes fans, the pain mm-hmm. of the time before you got here. And I think when they open up this article and they read, okay, late payment for the arena, or players weren't getting per diem or bonuses on time, if I'm an agent, Javier, I'm scared to death of allowing my player to sign with the Coyotes on the thought of they might not get paid. Is any of that true? Were you late on payments? How can, if you're talking directly to an agent or talking directly to a Phoenix business office that's wondering, will my services be paid for, how confident are you that they should not fear?
I'm incredibly confident, and I'll actually point to actions. Look at our hockey staff. You bring in a Stanley Cup winning general manager. You fully staff a hockey operations staff. You invest in cutting edge sports science, sports performance. Nothing in the hockey operations shows anything except investment, capital resources, top notch. And again, a reminder, in the middle of an economic downturn, if you look at the impact that COVID has had on other sports teams and other sports leagues, and you juxtapose that with the investment that we have made, the dollars we've put out, it shows you. You have an owner who spent to the salary cap for the first time in franchise history. That's what an agent should be hearing from us. That's what they will be hearing from us. And we have no doubt that we have the financial wherewithal, the financial stability to actually produce the winner that this community deserves.
For me, Javier, reading the article, the toxic workplace, that to me bothered me more than anything else. Do you think you have a problem inside that building?
Absolutely not. You know, we have been challenged by the fact that this is in the middle of this pandemic. We haven't been able to come together more. We haven't been able to spend more time brainstorming. We had a shortened season. We had an uncertainty as to whether the season would even be played. When would it be played? So a lot of the things that you do in the off season, create this sense of, we have to focus on the here and now, the meat and potatoes. And so as a result, you create a lot of uncertainty and a lot of anxiety that we have the leadership level clearly are focused on. And, I've never said this before, and I've never shied away from this, rather, that we continue to improve. We continue to iterate. We bring, however, a very serious track record and operational mindset and business mindset from years of being in business in multiple industries, everything from media to banking to casinos to real estate. This is something that we know how to do. And yet we're constantly learning and we're constantly relying on great people like Bill Armstrong, like Shane Doan, like Rick Tocchet. And I've been very fortunate to have been reached out to by so many people across the league, offering their support, offering their advice, their guidance, their best practices, as well as in other sports franchises across the sports landscape. So we feel very confident that we are on a path towards success, and you're seeing it, today.
Javier Gutierrez, President, CEO, joining Doug and Wolf. What's interesting about listening to you, and you said you're always willing to learn, there's such a massive gap between running a private business and running a sports franchise, because the connection you have to have to other businesses in the community, to the fans. As you look back on the last 18 months or so, do you think you did a good job connecting? Because when a story like this comes out, it makes it seem like you're changing the paradigm so much that there isn't that connection.
Well, obviously it's been undermined by COVID when you can't actually go out and be in the community as much as you would like to be, with the fact that we've had reduced capacity, which I'm sure we'll get to, which we're very fortunate to at least be able to have fans and bring a sense of normalcy. But it's not the same when you have, a retro reverse Saturday, against the St. Louis Blues and what would have been a packed house and a rocking Gila River Arena. It makes it difficult. Mm-hmm. However, we've been very intentional. about the one thing that we want to be known as an organization, which is as a community leader. And we've been very innovative, and I'm sure we can get into as well a lot of the things that we're doing to go after what I call the coyote fan in waiting. So the non-traditional hockey communities, the non-traditional sports fans. And we've been very, very focused on not only our incredibly rabid fan base and staying very engaged and very connected and utilizing technology, utilizing digital platforms to stay engaged with our rabid fan base, but to also expand the connectivity. So we have been very, very, very focused on it. And I don't necessarily think I agree that anything that might be reported suggests that we have not done what we need to do. We want to do more. And we will continue to do more. And it really disappoints me that there might be a narrative that we are not every single day intentionally, authentically, and innovatively reaching out to this community, being a part of it. It overshadows everything that we've done to, you know, from everything from hosting a business summit of small businesses on the West Valley to our incredible youth hockey development and clinic program that we're out there in schools, in Boys and Girls Clubs, in cultural communities to expose them to this game and to this organization. So, no, I don't agree with that statement. And, in fact, the only thing I will say is we will continue to do even more.
Javier, we always ask the final question, isn't really a question, and I think you might have just answered it. So if you want to take another 30 seconds just to cap it off, it's just, what do you want Coyotes fans to know about the Arizona Coyotes in 2021?
Well, obviously, we wanted them to know that we are fully aware of the incredible challenges that this pandemic has brought to this community and to people's lives. We think about that every single day, and we're very, very grateful. We're very thankful to our fans, to everyone who has supported us, and to our new supporters and our new fans. And I want them to know this is an organization, this is an OSHA group that is committed to winning, that has the financial resources, that has withstood what many teams and many leagues have been dealing with, which is an unprecedented economic downturn, and we are thriving. And we are very, very focused. And yet we're aware that we're going to need to get better every single day. That's what you do as business people. But I want to thank them and I want to appreciate them. And we've been very fortunate to have almost 2,600 fans at every home game. And what they tell us all the time, thank you for opening up. Thank you for focusing on safety and all the protocols and making us feel safe here. And thank you for giving us something to help us return to normalcy and being part of our lives. And so we thank them from the bottom of our heart. And we thank you guys for allowing us to give our story and our narrative of what we are doing and to focus on the investments and the commitment and the improvement that we're making. So thank you guys.